we'll start this party without
Jeremy.
We're gonna launch without my fucking ne'er-do-well cousin.
We will. If we wait for him, it'll take forever. If we launch in, he'll be here before we get to the clip.
Thank.
I had it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank the light, everyone. I am your Amerlin Seat, and this, for now, is my wolf brother.
I am your let down by my family once again, Sedai.
I hope he pops in right now. Like, just like,
hey, fuckers.
Just in time for the intro. I told you I'd be here. So yeah, we are, Jeremy should be here any minute. We got, we're going to record two tonight. As far as you're listening, we're going to do, the Dragon Reborn chapter 12, the Amerlin Seat. I was lucky enough to be on a little bit of a road trip a couple weeks ago, so I blazed through to chapter 22, and I haven't touched it for 10 days. So.
Excellent.
But that's all right.
That's good, though, because it's a good chunk from where we are, where we're going to start today, to 22, and then from 22 to like 30, 31, like it's a, to 30s, especially is like Matt's really good Matt stuff. So,
oh, good. Yeah. I just cracked the Matt stuff and I keep waiting for it to get to more of him. And I finally dipped my toe in, but Matt is coming back.
I'm curious to see if the, we listened to the Matt and Galad and Gawain clip before you really had much context, especially for those two. Now you've got a little context for those two, not a lot, but some. And then mostly through, you know, Elaine, but then you have some context for Matt because he's such a whiny kind of punk. And even in, when he's blowing the horn, he's like, I don't want to blow the horn of Valyr. And then he's just so much cooler all of a sudden. Like suddenly he gets healed and he's like, he's speaking the old tongue. And when you're going to be right, like, I think the weasel he swallowed weasels or whatever, that where he fights them. I think that's like chapter 21 or 22 coming up. Like you should be at it. But then right afterwards, he goes out and you really, it was, that's why I kind of want to just do, like you said, just kind of go chapter by chapter for a while because it's so good, dude. And like he goes out and you really get to see his luck.
Oh, cool.
Like he's going from tavern to tavern. He's like, man, I was always pretty lucky. And especially once I got the dagger, I was lucky. But now it's like, I can't lose. And he's like, I only stay at, you know, for a few rounds and then I move on because I don't want to, you know, cause, you know, issues or whatever. But you really get to see his luck in play and he starts to realize that he can rely on it. And it's super cool.
Well, and he already, like, even though he hasn't tasted his true luck yet, like he's already like, well, I can get some money to hit the road. Like he knows he's got game without it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can imagine once the luck really kicks in, he's like, whoa. I had no problem. Like, I didn't want to force it, but also, like, I had no problem making a bookmark almost every chapter from 12 to 22. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of Matt stuff after that. They're just, yeah, we're really, even though it's book three, we're still really getting to know these characters and what they're going to be like, you know, and they're still like, you know, like Matt is waking up just like, I mean, we'll get to it, but Matt's like, he barely remembers it being under the spell. So he's like, the last year has, or not a year, but a couple months have been a blur to him. So he's got to start all over, kind of.
Yeah, or just nothing. And he gets replaced with other people's memories and you start to get some of that too. And it's pretty cool.
Oh, I can't find it right now. So I don't know who said it, but someone, I think even the actors are getting a little bit of a little bit antsy waiting for season two to come out. And they're starting to like say shit.
Like, really?
The one thing I saw is there might be a pretty big time jump going into season two. Like, it sounds like they don't want to spend a whole nother season with our main characters going, what?
Well, dude, they're all pretty young. And like, if this is going to take this long for every season, there's going to be some aging problems.
Oh, yeah.
This is all supposed to happen over the course of like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Rosamund Pike is mid 40s. So if you figure she's going to keep doing this until 50, then the, you know, the kids who are like 20, 22 right now, Rand, Egwene, Perrin, they're all going to be fucking 30 fucking five by the time you finish it. And you know what? They probably don't want to commit their whole career to this. So it's like they're going to have to step it up a little bit.
Well, and season three is out of the writer's room. They're done writing it.
That's good. I feel like we're going to get a bam bam second and third season, I hope.
Well, I'm pretty sure that, yeah, season two, they're just, the post is taking so long because they're building these assets, but they're digital assets that will be, they'll have them ready. Like, they're not going to have to...
Usable later.
Yeah, they're not going to have to rebuild all the fucking Trollocs every season like they're doing right now.
Dude, and I did get a glimpse of a Trolloc on Twitter.
Ooh.
With a, like a bird beak.
Oh.
That also had teeth, almost like, it looked more like a hawk, like a raptor beak, like a hawk beak, but it had teeth, like when you see like renderings of like a pterodactyl, how they had teeth in their beak as well.
Yeah,
it was pretty messed up.
Oh.
It was pretty messed up looking. And it was more like talons too, like going down to the feet. They had, well, it was like, it looked like, you know, like chicken legs, but then had hoofs, like a hoof type thing. It is gnarly.
Cool. They're going all out. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad because, you know, last year they had, you know, kind of the orcish looking Trollocs, which were cool. And they had a couple ones, like there was a couple with like bunny ears and shit that were kind of weird, but, you know, which is good. I want them to be different. But like, I always remember it in the books. One of the ones that always freaked me out the most is the ones that were like, basically on man legs, but had like from the knee down were like, you know, talons and shit. I'm just like, or, you know, some of them would have talons for hand. It's just fuck, dude. Or they had feathers and stuff. It's just messed up.
I think Jeremy is onto something. Like, I think they paid so much fucking money for the Lord of the Rings and it wasn't as big of a hit as they wanted it to. And now they're like, okay, I mean, the Wheel of Time cost pennies compared to that. And so they're like, okay, if we throw a little more money at the Wheel of Time and make it awesome, we're going to save so much money. And I think maybe at the beginning, they weren't going to do this much. And then they're like, you know what? For another $2 million in 2 months, we can really make this awesome. And it'll be all found money if people watch the shit out of it. Especially, yeah, if they do season two and then maybe season three, like 8 months after it, to get people hooked. And then if they get a big enough following, then they can be like, okay, let's do 5 more seasons and we'll release them annually, but let's film them in 3 years. So that, like you said, so that these kids aren't fucking 40 on the final episode.
Rand really looks haggard. He's been through a lot.
Oh my God. I was watching the new Night Court the other night. Cause
I don't know if you can see this, Des, but
oh yeah,
and then you can see the hand.
Holy shit! Here, leave that up there. Leave it up there. Jeremy's coming in. I want that to be the first thing he sees.
What is that?
It's one of the new Trolloc designs. One of the new Trolloc designs this year. They got some that finally look with like,
oh, actually like beaks and stuff.
Like beaks, and then look at his hand. If I can get it right, it's like a talon kind of thing, and then the feet are like chicken legs, almost like talons going down its trip.
I like it. So that's the one thing that was different about the books, and well, the one thing that was one thing that was
just that one thing that was kind of your standard Trolloc last year.
Yeah, they all kind of looked alike.
Yeah, but this one, dude, this one, it's like
not anymore.
Or he's got horns too and a beak.
Yeah,
it's fucking gnarly, dude.
So what we were talking about, Jeremy, what kind of brought this on is that, like, I think you were onto something. I think
go on.
I think Amazon threw so much money at Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah,
that wasn't really worth it. But if they throw another couple $1 million in 2 months of post production onto this show they got for free,
it can make a huge difference.
Yeah. Because I don't think they were planning on doing this much post. I think someone came in and was like, you know what? Let's turn this free property into found money.
Where did you get those pictures?
Twitter.
Wow.
Oh.
That just looks like... I don't know who it is that has to wear that all day long, but I feel so sorry for them. Whatever they're getting paid, it is
well,
not
but
enough.
Look at the size. Look at the size compared to the makeup artist.
He have to be, right?
It's like kind of laying back. It's kind of like laying back on like a...
Wow.
Like a chair kind of thing. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
No, that looks great.
I'm excited.
That's you know what? That makes me feel a little bit better.
Dare I say he gets excited?
I didn't say that.
Part of my sauciness on text today was I had another bout of being pissed off that we have no word on season two. And so
I am the editor.
And I yelled at Chest. It's like, because I want the book episodes to supplement the show episodes.
Yes.
And we don't have any show episodes to be supplemented. And this is turning into a book podcast that I didn't sign up for.
That I absolutely hate.
Like, I like the, I love doing the books after watching the show and getting more info, but I'm really ready for that 3 month period where the show just writes itself. Just origins, new episodes, rewatch, the editor. Like, I you know, what are we talking about today? I don't know. I'll find something. You know, I just like, new episode. That's what we're talking about, baby.
I feel like we can definitely take it through for a while, though, because every chapter right now that you're on is important.
Now that I've read a bunch and I've bookmarked a bunch, it's not. Yeah,
they're important. But also you need to hurry up because I'm into book four now. And that's when it really gets important. We're going to have so much more to talk about. It is ridiculous. You're going to be like, ah, I literally the other night, my daughter, she read all the books when she was like in fourth grade. Not all of them. I think she got to like eight or nine. And then she was just like, she tapped out.
Did she catch up? Is that why she was just like?
No. I think they were all done by the time that she started reading them. But she just got bored because she hit that slog part.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like literally 10 or 11. So it didn't really hit with her.
Yeah.
So she's listening to them again on audiobook. And we had an hour long discussion of literally nothing but the Wheel of Time the other night. And I was in heaven.
Oh my God. Was your wife just in the back loading her gun?
Yeah, no, she doesn't pay attention to me.
She'd have to listen to get frustrated.
No, she's her and her friend are watching a Korean drama and they're having a great time. And then me and my daughter, we just got back from dinner. And then she's like, I have a question. And that led into another question. And it's led into another question, which I was just like, oh, no, I know the answer to that. And I know the answer to that. And then, you know.
Well, you know, your dad is a podcast host on the show.
That you should never listen to. You can't find. It's hard to find.
Never listen to this show ever.
Oh, everybody out there. Jeremy was being a bad boy the other day and texting us from church about the Wheel of Time.
That's true. It was before it started. Let's be honest. It was we were telling each other Merry Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that's right. It was the Super Bowl. So
it was Super Bowl Sunday. It was a holiday, people.
Even the minister or chancellor or whoever runs your church is like, all right, let's go. Let's go.
Speed it up. And we're going to cut the last song, guys, and we're going to keep going.
That was the worst ending to the best Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah.
I understand why the Chiefs did it. The Chiefs played it right. That was a penalty.
Yeah.
Everyone did the right thing.
Except the ref.
And it was terrible to watch.
Except the ref.
No, that was a...
No, that's a legit call. That was a legit
no,
call.
No, you know what it is? It's... Okay. Here's my
He did not impede it, his it movement. Is, he did not impede
it
his
is
movement.
It is a legit call. It is a legit call. But they were letting him play that way on both sides all day. And it's like a fucking, it's like Greg Maddux, man. Hey, I'm going to fucking throw this one in the outside corner. Okay, that's a strike. Okay, I'm going to push it to the black. That's a strike. I'm going to throw it 3 inches outside. Oh, that's a strike. Okay, that's our strike zone. They established letting him play that way all day. So you don't throw a flag right then, because I guarantee there's not one single person in the world like, man, I hope this fucking game ends on a holding call. It's like, no, you want to see the Eagles get the ball with a little bit of time back and have a chance to do something, whether it's get stopped or blow it or whatever. But it's like, you just, the funny part was, is James, the guy who held him on Twitter was like, yeah, I held him. It's a legit call. What do you say? But then Juju Smith-Schuster, the hold E on Valentine's Day said, hey, at James Bradbury, I'll hold you when it matters the most, like you did to me.
Oh, that's brutal.
But no, dude, Juju gets body bagged, dude. James Bradbury says nothing. All class. AJ Brown, the wide receiver for the Eagles, goes, first of all, at Juju Smith-Schuster, congratulations. Secondly, that is the lamest shit I've ever heard. You ain't never been that dude. You were on your way out the league before Pat Mahomes regurgitated your career or resurrected. Excuse me, not regurgitated. Resurrected. Resurrected your career.
Make me look smart.
Cut that
Thank
out.
You, Dez.
Make me look better. Pat Mahomes resurrected your career. So don't act like you've ever been that guy. And again, congratulations. Oh, yeah. TikTok boy is what he called him. All the TikTok videos. It's like...
Oh,
it was good stuff.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to kick off The Dragon Reborn, Chapter 12, The Amyrlin Seat. The biggest reason we're listening to this is I love it when, because Robert Jordan tells us so much.
So much.
that it's weird when he's like, almost like, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you something. And then has one of his characters tell a story from the previous book, basically.
That's true.
And so that's why this really jumped out at me. And it's good information, too, because, like, this is one of those things, too, where Robert Jordan says he would listen to the, he would have his wife listen to the books. And if his wife was like, wait a minute, what happened to, then he'd be like, oh, shit, there's probably a lot of other readers out there thinking that. So I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the second book, she's like, where's the other false dragons? Like, there's two other guys out there that are, like, wreaking havoc on this world, and you haven't said shit. And he's like, I got it.
Yeah, this is your first mention of Mazrim Taim, I believe, is this chapter, isn't it? You might get one other little mention of him before, but he ends up becoming a very important character.
Yeah.
I think I got my starting points already set up, so I'm going to hit play. Give me a thumbs up if it sounds good.
I scarcely know where to begin. Begin where you will, Suan said. These rooms are warded in case anyone thinks to use childhood tricks of eavesdropping. Varen's eyebrows lifted in surprise, and the Amarlin added, much has changed since you left. Speak. Most importantly, then. Randall Thor has proclaimed himself the Dragon Reborn. I hoped it was he, she said softly. I have had reports from women who could only tell what they had heard, and rumors by the score come with every trader's boat and merchant's wagon, but I could not be sure. She took a deep breath. Yet I think I can name the day it happened. Did you know the two false dragons no longer trouble the world? I had not heard, Mother. That is good news. Yes, Mazrim Taim is in the hands of our sisters in Saldaea, and the poor fellow in Haddon Merc, the light have pity on his soul, was taken by the Tyrans and executed on the spot. No one even seems to know what his name was. Both were taken on the same day and, according to rumor, under the same circumstances. They were in battle and winning when suddenly a great light flashed in the sky and a vision appeared, just for an instant. There are a dozen different versions of what it was, but in both cases the result was exactly the same. The false dragon's horse reared up and threw him. He was knocked unconscious, and his followers cried out that he was dead and fled the field, and he was taken. Some of my reports speak of visions in the sky at Falma. I'll wager a gold mark to a week-old Delta Perch. That was the instant Randall Thor proclaimed himself. The true dragon has been reborn, Varen said almost to herself. And so the pattern has no room for false dragons anymore. We have loosed the dragon reborn on the world. The light have mercy on us. The Amarlin shook her head irritably. We have done what must be done. It was not easy to carry on so great a conspiracy when only three women knew of it. When even a close friend would betray them and consider it a duty well done. Light, but I wish I could be sure they would not be right to do it. At least he is safely in Warain's hands. She will guide him and do what must be done. What else have you to tell me, daughter? For answer, Varen placed the leather sack on the table and took out a curled gold horn, with silver script inlaid around its flaring bell mouth. She laid the horn on the table, then looked to the Amarlin with quiet expectation. Suan did not have to be close enough to read the script to know what it said. Tiami Aven Moradin Isain Devadin. The grave is no bar to my call. The Horn of Valair? She gasped. You brought that all the way here across hundreds of leagues with the hunters looking everywhere for it? It was to be left with Randall Thor. I know, Mother, Varen said calmly. But the hunters all expect to find the horn in some great adventure, not in a sack with four women escorting a sick youth. And it would do Rand no good. What do you mean? He is to fight Tarman Gaiden. The horn is to summon dead heroes from the grave to fight in the last battle. Has Moiraine once again made some new plan without consulting me? This is none of Moiraine's doing, Mother. We plan, but the wheel weaves the pattern as it wills. Rand was not first to sound the horn. Matrim Cawthon did that, and Matt now lies below, dying of his ties to the Shadar Logoth dagger. Unless he can be healed here, Suan shivered. Shadar Logoth, that dead city so tainted that even Trollocs feared to enter, and with reason. By chance, a dagger from that place had come into young Matt's hands, twisting and tainting him with the evil that had killed the city long ago. Killing him, by chance, or by the pattern. He is Taviran too, after all. But Matt sounded the horn. Then, so long as Matt lives, Varen went on, the Horn of Valair is no more than a horn to anyone else. If he dies, of course, another can sound it and forge a new link between man and horn. And the horn? For the moment, the Amarlin said finally, we will find some place to hide this where no one but we two know. I will consider what to do after that. Varen nodded. Varen, you are worrying about a lionfish out in the Sea of Storms, while here and now the silver pike are chewing our nets to shreds. An apt metaphor, Mother, the lionfish. Once I saw a large shark that a lionfish had chased into the shallows, where it died. Let us deal with getting the silver pike out of our nets before they start chewing holes in the boat, too.
Fucking Suan Sanche and her fishing metaphors. Let it go, woman.
It's like you're getting fucked by a silver pike while someone's cutting your net. Wait, what? What does that mean? I don't know. I think it's pretty sure it's bad.
So, I mean, I know I'm going to say this wrong, but Mazrin Time.
No, that's good.
Then the other guy that they executed.
No name, had Merc, yeah.
So there's still the third guy that they have in custody, right? That we've met on the show.
Loghain.
He's been gentled at this point, so he can no longer channel. So I don't know if they still consider him.
He's definitely not out there.
Causing shit. No, definitely not.
Gathering followers.
He's not out there up in his social media game.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get any service down there.
He's not a sighting influencer at this point.
What was your perk up, Justin? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Jeremy, is the Horn of Valyria a Turing Griel?
That's a great question.
It's got to be, right? What else could it be? I literally was listening to today and I was like I said, I've listened to this shit. I've read it for so many times, fucking 25 years. It's like, dude.
But a Turing Griel needs the one power to be powerful itself. Like, it doesn't do anything.
No, there are Turing Griels that do stuff for people who can't channel.
Well, I don't fucking know anymore. What the fuck is going on with this show? I give up.
No, it's not a Turing Griel, Des. Actually, I was totally wrong. And it doesn't work that way. Please stop yelling at me.
Finally, some rules that are rules.
You know, I honestly think that's one thing. It's possible. It could be that. But also, you know how there's the true source that the Dark One has, right? I almost kind of think that this is the opposite is the One Power. I guess that's the opposite. But it doesn't seem to me that it uses the One Power, like, to bring back the people from Talon Riad, the heroes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Go ahead and finish, and I'll tell you why I think it is. But
I don't know. No, that's it. That's all I had.
I look at it as like a dream Turing Griel that somehow gives them passage into this, like, world. Because think about it. That's where they stay. That's where the heroes of the Horn live until they're called. And maybe they're just calling them. Maybe it's just the, like the stone ring that they dream themselves there. Maybe it's like the opposite. And they only made one.
The only thing I can say is
that's lazy fucking writing.
Robert Jordan never says. So, yeah, whatever.
Just took a DNA test and turned out it's 100%. We won't find out.
Who's the daddy?
Is it Robert Jordan or Brandon Sanderson?
You are not the father.
So, and I feel like Justin has choked on almost saying this out loud. And so I'm just going to say it and look at your guys' faces. As long as Matt lives, he's the only one that can blow the horn.
Yep.
Matt is physically dead at some point in this series.
Maybe.
It's your fucking job, detectives. Detect. I'm just going to say yes and leave it at that.
I see what you're putting down, Mr. Jordan. I see what you're putting down. All right. Now you guys get to unravel another unnecessary controversy that I've dug up. What the fuck is the difference between the true power and the one power?
The true source is what the one power. Okay. Three things. The true source is what basically two halves, Sidine and Sidar, make up the true source. The true source is the one power. Sidine and Sidar are two halves of that one power. Then there is the true power, which is blood magic, necromancy, the Dark One's fucking taint. Like,
yeah.
It's something else entirely. You can channel it whether you're male or female. One of the main differences that if you were to travel with the one power, you open a gateway. If you travel with the true power, you just kind of like fold in on yourself and like and disappear.
It's like what's the Hogwarts? What's the show? What's the movie? The Harry Potter?
Oh, the flus?
No, not the flu. Like how they travel. Like they turn into like little spindly things.
Disapparate.
Yeah, there you go.
Disapparate. Kind of. Yeah. It is like that. No, you know what? That's probably a pretty good representation of it, except it's more kind of like a implosion is what I always thought of.
I thought that what he would do was he would like tear open reality, it looked like. But that maybe I'm thinking of something different.
Well, that's kind of the way they explain men channeling is that they just kind of rip a hole in the pattern. And female version is a little bit more like, oh, we're going to like pick through the threads and then.
I thought that it was more like they create two places that are similar. And then it's like,
yeah, but it's like the way like the men, they just explain the men's way of being like, I always took it as being more like not maybe not violence, not the word, but more of like a brute strength.
Yeah, it's more violent.
So true power is a completely different source.
Completely different source.
Yes, completely different thing on its
own. Is confusing because it's true power and then true source. So
yeah,
if you don't hear that over and over again.
True power is something that kind of comes later, really.
Way later, way, way, way later.
You don't really hear about the true power until book four.
Is this kind of like a Jedi thing where they think there's a good and the bad, and then by the end of the book they realize it's just how you use it? There is no good power and bad power.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. In a roundabout way, yes.
Yeah, and in the end, somebody else comes in and ruins it.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys.
That's impossible.
I think this is right when Jeremy popped in. I'm glad he gets to hear this. So I was watching the new Night Court because I use my time wisely.
Why not go back and watch the old Night Court? That was good.
It's hard to find. Good luck.
That's true.
I haven't actually seen this character yet, but there's an off-screen character that they talk about, and his name is Rand.
What?
And I said, they go, my boyfriend Rand called me. I jumped up and said, no! Kelly's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, no. You can't just call your characters Rand now. There's only one true Rand, and that's Al Thor.
He's into cosplay. He's always calling himself the dragon.
You know, Night Court had a great opening theme song, too.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my God. It was so good. I used to watch that show all the time. I love Bull. Bull was great. But the younger lady that played the other, that was John Larroquette's.
The prosecutor or the, yeah.
Oh, no. Marky Post. She's still around.
Oh, did she? Okay, good.
Sorry, Marky.
Yeah, she was in Something About Mary.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That doesn't prove anything.
No, I saw her some recently. She's still around. Okay.
She died in August 7th, 2021 at the age of 70.
Shut up.
No, she died. I thought that happened.
For pretty much my whole high school career, I went to bed, watched Cheers, Night Court, and then fell asleep.
And you went to bed happy every single night, didn't you?
Every night.
Except when fucking Diane took a shit on Sam. Then I was...
Well, yeah, obviously.
It was... I only went to bed happy if the scrambled sex channel would work for a minute afterwards.
Would that be happy or satisfied?
Satisfied.
But there was the other lady, the older bailiff gal, that Marsha Warfield took her place.
Yeah, she was 90 when they filmed that show. Yeah.
Marsha Warfield replaced her because she died.
Yes, exactly. And her name was Selma Diamond. And she died in 1985. She was only 64.
That was old in 85.
That's what age people died in. Yeah, that was what age people died in the 80s, bro. Cocaine and Marlboros, bro.
Just, four packs a day.
That's how it was. I mean, unprotected sex. Marlboros.
Oops, all Marlboro Reds.
Did you say
that? Yes. That made me so happy.
I thought you'd fucking appreciate that shit. Jeremy doesn't know what we're talking about. I sent him this meme. It just says, it's like a Crunch Berries box, and it's literally like an oops, it's all berries in it, but it's like oops, it's all Marlboro Reds. He pulled out just a bunch of cigarettes.
Do you know how much those would be worth now if you pulled out a bag full of, like, a cereal bag full of cigarettes? It's like $1,000.
$150 bag of cereal. That's how they bootleg them across the border from Quebec.
But it can't be flavored. Not in California anymore.
They tried to do that shit here for the THC vapes for a while, and all the vapes had fucking, that lasted about 2 months. People lost their fucking mind. I don't care if it gives me popcorn lungs. I want my flavored vapes to taste like mangoes.
I don't smoke for the nicotine. I smoke for the flavor. You can take the nicotine out if you want. Just make sure it tastes like raspberry.
Just make sure it tastes like strawberry daydream. God. We got these vapes in recently that are just like ridiculous. They taste nothing like, they just taste like juice. And it was just like, all of a sudden you're super stoned. It's like, these are horribly dangerous. Two things I wanted to point out though. Suan, when she says, Baron comes in and she tells her that she's like, hey, it's warded against anyone who's gonna, you know, eavesdrop. And Varen's surprised by that, because that's not usually something that is done in the tower. At least it's probably done in the tower. It's not done openly, and it's certainly not spoken about. You know, like secrets, you're not supposed to have secrets, you know. And it's like she's starting to, she kind of lets on, you know, you see how nervous she was until Varen tells her, yeah, Rand has proclaimed himself. And they tell you how she, like, visibly relaxes because it's been, you know, you got to think 20 years she's been holding this secret and clandestinely trying to get this stuff done and not get found out, because what she says is what would happen if people find out that she was trying to figure out who the dragon was and help him for 20 years.
My recording hasn't been going, guys. Sorry.
God damn it. Hey, everyone. Jeremy just showed up. Say hi, Jeremy.
And again, my family let me down again today.
Wow. Wow, that was brutal.
You missed it. That was the intro.
That was the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. I did. I was late.
You picked up on Mazrim Taim. He's very important. I wonder, he hasn't been casted. I'm interested to see who they would cast him, because
could they wrap him up in Loghain?
No, they could not.
They go two different ways.
Actually, because at a certain point, they touch tips at a certain point. Jeremy's right.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's where the true source comes from.
They touch tips in an alleyway. Boom, true source. Believe it or not, you touch tips, straight to jail. they become, like he said, the very two, you know, champions of different opposing forces, I guess is the best way to say it.
Antagonist and protagonist.
And you really, without giving too much away, you learn to fucking hate Mazrim Taim and you love Loghain. Like, I'll run through a fucking brick wall for Loghain. I'm just like, let's go, bro! I could see maybe some sort of like the Shan Chan closing at the end of the season. Maybe seeing Mazrim Taim fall off his horse, or, you know, maybe you get introduced to Mazrim Taim and Davram Bashir, because that's...
I don't think that you'll get Mazrim Taim until later, because of what Dez has talked about before, where you don't introduce someone like two seasons and give them a short...
Right, who the fuck's this guy?
Well, you just got to pay him, just as far as actor scale goes.
Exactly.
It's like he said, Dez was saying, you know, you're getting stuff that you can use. And it's like, if you want to get that guy casted and under contract, look, we're going to have one scene for you. But then if this goes 2 and 3, you can start sprinkling in Mazrim Taim through season 3. And then he'll be really big season 4 and 5.
But season 3 is going to be the book 4.
Yeah, that's true. It's still not there yet.
I think he comes in at season 4 at the earliest.
We'll probably hear about him. I bet we get a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope we get a name drop at least.
Yeah.
Or like I said, maybe you see some fucking asshole falling off a horse and you're like, who's this guy? Oh, he's another false dragon. Oh, yeah. And you find out who he is later. Just Varen, too, the way she's just kind of like, you know, just like, ha, 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 Varen. But yeah, man, I think that's it. Oh, yeah. Jeremy, do you think Matt's luck, because I was talking to Dez before he showed up about, you know, you really get to see Matt's such a whiny little turd. And then like it really starts. Chapter 24 is, you know, his stuff with in the yard with Gawain and Galad. And then he goes out and like is gambling and he's realizing his luck in the dice. And, you know, just, you know what I mean? Just you start to see how he starts to rely on his luck. And do you think it has? I know it has to do with Shadar Logoth and probably the dagger. Do you think any of it has to do with sounding the horn?
It doesn't really show up until after that.
That's why I'm asking. That was my exact reason for asking.
I think that's one of those things where I imagine myself asking Robert Jordan, do you think that in your opinion, in this world that you've created, when he blew the horn, did that add to his luck?
And there is no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, no wrong answers.
Keep in mind, whatever you say is actually canon. And I don't think he would say that, but I could be wrong. I don't think that he would say, I think that the luck is more of his... That's his special ability that he gets. Rand can channel. Perrin has the wolves. Matt has his luck. And I think it just kicks in at different times. Just like the way Perrin just happened to kick in right before he met Elias, or right after he met Elias. I think it was right after he met Elias.
It's the wheel, the Taviren and the wheel.
That would be my opinion.
I almost was kind of like, you know, could the horn and the healing have been a counterbalance? Like, could his luck have come from the healing and the horn as a counterbalance to the evil of the dagger? But that's probably going way too...
Could it be his luck of surviving the dagger?
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, it's like a...
It's like how many licks we'll get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, man. We'll just never know. We'll just never know.
A two, a three.
Crunch. Three.
All right, I'm going to take the lazy man's way out, and I'm going to do one outro today. Thank the light for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parseilman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parseilman. Send us questions, comments, anything you want to hear us yammer on about, Wheel of Time or otherwise, send that to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. If you're looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next fabulous episode of Thank the Light, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy and spirituality, time travel movies. We're doing Ant-Man and Wasp this week, people. Fitness and nutrition and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Time, Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine, free podcasts. So on that note, as Sue and Sanjay would say, butt sex with me is just like swimming with the dolphins.
That was so... It seemed like it was off the top of your head. But then I was like... You kind of look down. Can you write that down? That was pretty good, Liz.
All right. Fish guts.
Yeah, that's just, wow. All right. Keep this silver pike out of your nets, I guess. I don't know.
Put them back in. I don't know.
And we're out.
Hashtag Billy Zane as Asmodian. Peace, favor, your sword.
The other day, my daughter's boyfriend, he's in town, and so we were like watching, flicking through stuff on Netflix, and she goes, "Hey, let's watch Arrested Development." And I was like, "Okay," but I looked over at Gavin and I go, "You realize though, once we start watching this, if you don't like it, you're out of the circle of trust. Right? this is a test. You don't like this show, you're out of the family."
It's like when they do the testing for the Aes Sedai. You can say no before you start.
Yes. Yeah.
But you only get to say it twice.
But once you're into it, if you try to say no,
that's right,
you're put out of the tower forever.
Stay steadfast.
The way out will come but once.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Three fucking times!